you're looking for the big adventure.
So we're doing a row from California, Monterey Bay, to Hawaii. It's 2,100 nautical miles, which is 2,500 standard miles.
Nick came up originally with the idea he wanted to do something a bit more special, a bit of time on his hands. Got in contact with Jack, and then they came forward to me later on saying, do you want to row an ocean? I was like, hell yeah. It's something I've always wanted to do. We came around, we got this charity involved, and it just seemed like a great opportunity to meld two good things into one like great chance to make a change.
I'm the co-founder of the HPV and Anal Cancer Foundation. 4 years ago, my mother passed away from a cancer caused by HPV. HPV is a highly contagious virus that the majority of people contract at some point in their life. In the United Kingdom, HPV is associated primarily with cervical cancer, but in fact, there are a number of other cancers, and these cancers are increasing dramatically in men. There's a lot of unpredictability. There's nothing that you can really do to prepare yourself for the unknowns. But when you're delivered a curveball, you have to do your best. And when we conceptualized the No Man campaign, we wanted to do something that just for a short while replicated that perhaps anxiety, that roller coaster.
It's particularly relevant for young people, people around our age group. HPV-related cancer is something that's it's so unknown to so many people, including us. And I think that was one of the biggest shocks when we first started working with the charity. That's really helped to motivate us, and I think it will continue to until we get to Hawaii, basically. Yeah, I think there are going to be some really low points out there, definitely. I'm sure we'll definitely start to grate on each other at times, but I think also, well, hopefully we can prove to be a good team and make it a success, both for sort of for the charity and also to get across.
We've been very lucky to have Mark Hunter being heavily involved in the Olympics. He was, he's very helpful. He's been out on the water with us, coaching us.
You can do all the training you want, but most of the things will happen spontaneously when you least expect them. The rudder breaking or, you know, someone falling in. It's just to bring them inside to think more outside the box of what can happen and, you know, how to stay mentally focused. Well, every person in that boat has got a different personality. You know, that real support they'll have of each other non-stop. And also the fun aspect, you've got to have some fun out there.
I think all four of us have got a strong fear of sharks. Mine might be the strongest. Monterey Bay is known for its great white sharks, and I'm pretty worried about that. But that's for me the main challenge.
Yeah, I think there have been some big sacrifices, definitely. But I don't think you can do an event like this without those sacrifices. So we're very grateful to everyone who's helped out.
One of our goals at the start was really to win it for ourselves and for the charity. You know, the publicity we'll get if we won it would be fantastic. But as a personal goal, we're all quite dedicated sportsmen. We've all played to a pretty high level in a number of sports, and really that competitive drive is quite deep within all of us.
So it's the first time this particular race has been held, so we've got a chance to break the records, name the trophy. So it's quite a big thing for us.
We're so lucky to have these intrepid, somewhat crazy boys doing this race because they're at one of the highest risk groups. So I'm so proud and happy that we have these four guys who are doing this crazy thing to raise awareness about this huge inequity and, you know, achieve something for themselves as well.